We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top. The Gemara has explained all the four things in a Mishnah that were Taruvah Chametz. Then we'll explain the three things that were Chametz Naiksha. So the first thing is Sheicher Hamodai. Now, why is it called Sheicher Hamodai? Just say beer. The first thing is Kutach HaBavli, that we explained. Kutach HaBavli has bread in it, has salt bread and milky stuff in it. It's a milky item, Kutach, and that's why it's Taruvah Chametz. The next thing is Sheicher Hamodai, beer. Now, every beer has barley in it to make it into beer. So why is it Sheikh Hamadai? So Rashi says, no, in those days, most beer was made out of dates. Made out of tomorrow, made out of dates. But in Madai, it was made out of Sa'irim, and therefore we call it Sheikh Hamadai. But these days, that we all make beer with barley, then Echnami, it will be called Stam Sheikh, or also be Chametz. Sheikh Hamadai, the Rome Bay Meisari, because they put in the barley, the fermented barley juice in there, and that's how they make the Sheikha. That's why it's Chametz. The third thing the Mishnah was Chometz HaAdami, vinegar from Edom. So again, in those days, most of the wines turned into vinegar. But in Edom, so different wine turned to vinegar, was no Chametz. But in Edom, the wine was so good that it didn't turn into vinegar, even if you left it a long time. So the only way to make it into vinegar is by putting in Sa'irim into it. The Chometz HaAdami, the Shodubei Sari, put in barley into it, and that what made it Chametz. Omar Rav Nachman, betchila, even in Eretz Yisrael, the wine did not turn into vinegar without barley. Betchila, when they used to bring the sachem from the wine from Yehuda, that was a schus for them. It caused that the wine from Yehuda did not become chametz, did not become chaymetz, did not become vinegar. Until he put sarim into it. And we call that regular vinegar. And in those days, stam vinegar taka was chametz because it didn't come by itself. But va'achshav. Only in Edom, in Rome, do you have it's sure. In the place of Edom, that's where Edom doesn't have to mean Rome, because Edom really is near Jordan. But the yayin of Edom machmet achenoistem l'seichon sa'irim doesn't become vinegar until you put sa'irim in it. The karinoise chaymet sa'irim. Therefore, we call it chaymet sa'irim. And that's the only type of chametz that's chametz in these days, because the regular one could turn into vinegar, so it doesn't have to mean the sa'irim in it. But this idea that by the beginning Eretz Yisrael's wine was very good, and then afterwards the goyim's wine landed being good, is the kayim ashenemar imola hecharva. The pasuk says, Ben Adam yana she'omra tzor al Yerushalayim, tzor which is Edom, set on Yerushalayim, ha'och, Nishpra das amim. He's all happy that Nishpra das is amim nospa elai imola hacharava. He says we gained from Klai Yisrael's loss, and when they lost the schus, we gained and our wine got better. Imola zu charva zu. If this one's full, this one's charav. This one's full, this one's charav. You can't have two. Both Edom and Klai Yisrael are on top of the world at the same time. And Nachmi Yitzchak Mahacha, it's pasuk in Chumash. It says when Rivka went to find out about the two babies in her stomach, said one powerful, the other one will go down. The other one will be powerful, the other one will go down. And that's how it was always through the years. And that's the pshat and why right now the wine of Edom is good, and therefore the chometz Edom has chometz in it. Tanya, Rav Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'Yehuda v'Rishayna halakeach chometz ma'am ha'aretz ain tzarach la'asa." It used to be that if you bought chometz from ma'am ha'aretz, you didn't have to take off ma'isa. Why? Because chazaka ain't a ba'al ma'atamed. Chometz was never came from wine. Like we said, the wine didn't turn into chometz, and therefore not chayav ma'isa. How did they make the chometz? They made it from temed. They soaked some pits in water, some pits from grapes in the water, that turned red, and that was the red vinegar that they had. So it's not chayv emaisa, because all it is water with a color. That's what Rav Yehuda says in this braisa. Va'achshav, alakeh, chayim etzam ara, tzarech la'asa. But now, b'zvan hazeh, you have to take off maisa. Why? Shechaskasei ein ba elam edayayim, because it comes from wine. And wine is chayv etzumus emaisris. And amaretz, we know, doesn't take tumas and maisers sometimes. Don't take maisers. So it's demai. And therefore, you have to take off maiser because of demai. So what do you see from these prices? That temed is not chayiv and maiser. Only if it's wine, it's chayiv and maiser. Great thing about Akasha, I have a stira to this. V'sover Rabbi Yehuda, temed lava suriyu. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that temed, which means it's wine made out of water together with pits and peels, it's not a bar suriyu. It's not chayiv and maiser, but a talent and a brisa. Hametamed v'noisem mayim b'mida. Umatza k'dei midasa. The halach is yipater. That means if you put pits and peels into water, and it does not increase, the liquid does not increase. The halach is yipater, because obviously there's no wine left in here. It's all it is water with the color. But it says in this b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda m'chayit. Rabbi Yehuda holds yichayit b'maisa. And Pashup Shah we're learning right now is because he holds chazusa v'tayma, if it has a color and taste of wine, it's chayiv v'maisrus. So it's a stira. Before he said, you're not chayiv v'maisrus. He bought from Malar, you're not chayiv v'maisrus. Tam is not chayiv v'maisrus. So it's a stira. Mara answers, hachakamar, lo nechstu ama oretz ala tamed. You're right, it's chayiv v'maisrus. Why we say before, when I buy the chaymetz, bizman ha-mikdosh, bizman Yehuda, those days you don't have to maisa because it came from a temed, is because on temed it's so cheap, people don't care. Even the amaratzim take off maisa because it's so cheap. That's one teretz. Yibay, you say, ma? Next, do the achashad. What's the chilek? There's two type of temed. Like kash the varkad vratsuni. There's two type of temed. Temed made out of pits, that is not chayiv in maisa. Why? Because that, all it is a color. Masha Inkain, if it's made with shmarim, it's made with the peels, there it has a little bit of wine. And that type of temed is chayiv ma'isa. So it means the first price that says you buy chayimitz ha'maritz, you don't think of ma'isa, is because the way they make that temed was made out of the bad stuff, made out of pits. And therefore, there's no shash wine there, so it's not chayiv ma'isa. Masha Inkain, the second price, the second mishnah, it says that you chayiv in ma'isa is going temed made out of peels. There it has a little wine in it, and that is the reason why you're chayiv ma'isa. I'll call upon him. That's we had a zaitik. So that was the explanation in chaymetz adomi. So far, we explained kutach habavli, sheicher hamodai, chaymetz adomi. We all have chametz in it. Now we're up to the fourth one, zeisum hamitzri. And it says zeisum hamitzri is the type of thing you drink for a fool. My zeisum hamitzri. What's the chametz zeisum hamitzri? Well, how do you make it? What's the recipe? Tana Rav Yosef, tilsa sari has a third barley, which makes a chametz. Tilsa kortami has a third of karakoyim, which is saffron. The tilsa milcha, and a third of salt. Rav Papa changes the recipe slightly. Mafik sari, instead of having barley in it, mailchiti, puts in a different grain. He puts in wheat. Either way, it's chametz. But how do you remember which one's Rav Yosef, which one's Rav Papa? V'simonich sisni. Yosef is a samach, and Sairi is like a samach. So Sisni, and Sisni is the name of a keli, that way you remember that Rav Yosef is a Sairi, not Chiti. What do you do with these three minim? Taru'ulu, you soak it together. V'kalilu, then you roast it. V'tachlu, you grind it up. V'shosilu, you drink it. V'divchavatzarata, from Pesach, between Pesach and Shavuos, that's the time when you drink it. That's the best one. It's the most potent, this refuah. The comet, if someone has from his constipation, marpile, it softens everything. But the roughle, if it's too soft, makbile hardens the bowel movement. But l'chayla v'l'isha, if they take it, ubra, l'chayla v'l'isha ubra sakanta, they take it, it's sakana, it'll soften too much, mishal shu yoysim v'day, Rashi says, and it's dangerous if you take this zeisim ha'mitzri. So adkan, the four minim in our mishnah, that are taruvas chametz, and these things are only a lav and no karas. Now we're going to move on to chametz noiksha. The first thing was zoymen shal tzabam. What is that? Hacha targimu. Here they teach what it means is maya de chivri, which is water from the subim, water from the bran. The tzavi buhu laba, that you make red dye out of it. So it's chametz, but it's made out of, you make it into dye. It's not really edible. That's chametz noiksha, which is only a lav, no karas. Next thing is ameilam shal tabachim, which is pas tvua shleyaviu shlish. You use chitim that only grew not even a third, and you make bread out of that, and that bread is not so edible, but you put on top of the pot and absorbs the steam from the pot. That's the second thing. What's the third thing? Kailun so soifra. Halcha terguma perura the oshkupi. It's from the shoemaker. It's the glue from the shoemaker. That's what it is. The glue from the shoemaker, that's also chametz, made out of chametz. Rashi says it's made out of flour from rye, and that how you make glue, and that's why it's chametz, but it's noiksha, it's not edible. Rav Shimi Mechazano Omar Adivim Shat. It's not the glue from the shoemaker. What it is Zeti Pulom Shal Benois Hashirim Shmishayaris Oysal Benois Aniyim. The Benois Hashirim used to put on a certain type of makeup to take the hair off their body, and it was a mix of chametz and other ingredients. And what they left over, they gave to the aniyim. So Rashi explains that the b'nai aniyim stuff is chametz because they use sid. They use a certain type of sid, which is like a plaster. That's what they use to take off the hair. They don't use flour. But the leftover things to ashirim, they use their thing of flour, and therefore it's chametz. Freik the mashah, so just say something from the ashirim. Here it says, kailan shal soifrim. What does it mean, soifrim? Soifrim means the people who are poor. Like, we have soifrim are usually poor. Kailan shal soifrim means from the poor. So why do you say the nice ashirim? What? Benayis Hashirim are mixed.
When you take the stuff from the Benayis Hashirim, you mix it together with the aniyim stuff.
So, here we're talking about chametz nakshi, not edible stuff. So it's not edible stuff. So that's what we're talking about, not edible stuff. It's a lot of Benayis Hashirim. So the Mashal is similar terms to you. What he says is that the Benayis Hashirim is 100% flour. Since it's 100% flour, so it's maybe even a little bit edible. So maybe that's pashut that it's not that it's chametz. Here the chiddush is even when they mix it with the sid, still it's called chametz. That's what the Mashah explained. Mashah speaks out of Balamar, where it's better. We'll speak about Balamar. We'll let it get tomorrow later on. Enough today or tomorrow's daf. But the Mashah's final shot is that he says that the Yeshiv Paris of Yatayis Adrava Tipol Bnei Ashiru is Shakuli Alma Chametz Gamahu Shakuli Soilis. It's fully flour. They put a little sit in it. So Akaponim, that's what this man the Yama holds, Koilon Shal Seifer is. Lashon of being poor, Seifer. Aini, Freik the Gemara, Hekki say, it's talking about this type of makeup. But Tani Rab Chia, Arba Mine Medina, the first four, which are Taruvas, are different countries. Mine Medina. We had a Bavli, a Daimi, and a Madai. The last three are different type of professions. You have the first one is the tzabaim, the people who die, the dyers, and the next one is the bakers, and the third one is the seifrim, which is the people who make svarim. So here we're talking about the makeup. It's for everyone. The amris tepuim shabayis ashirim. I mean umnesi because that's not a profession. It's everyone, all poor people. Not a profession. So Freight tomorrow back to you. Velamai, Perura da Ashkwi, talking about the shoemaker's glue. Am I Karl Hakon Shall Seifrim? Karl Shall Tsanum Bailey. Say the shoemaker's glue, not the glue of the Seifrim. It's Taka shoemaker's glue. Well, my Karl Kailan Shall Seifrim, the Seifrim Nami Radikul Nerazim. Not only the shoemakers use it for their soles and for their shoes, the Seifrim also use it to attach their papers, their klafim together. And therefore it's called Kayon Shal Seifrim because the Seifrim also use this glue. That's what Kayon Shal Seifrim. Same type of glue. That glue is the chametz. So let's see one more Gemara. And we see this last Gemara, we'll be able to speak out the Baal Hamar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, after the four and the three, Eliezer adds on, Af Tachshitei Nashim. He adds on, Tachshitei Nashim, makeup also, certain type of makeup also is included in this Isser. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? So the Baal Hamar speaks out, the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is that even though it has both, Tachshitei Nashim is both problems, not edible and it's taruvos, still it has a lav. That's the Chiddush. Still it has a lav. And if you Baal Hamar, well, you can answer that in the tzad that before, that Koyon Shal Seifer meant the stuff from the Aniyim, so you can answer the Ashirim. The Ashirim are more of a chiddush because it has mixed in it other good meaning. But if I cared, the Aniyim was more soilless. That's the way Fila Baal Amar wants to learn. But upon him, that's what the Kasha before. But upon him, this Gemara, Fila Baal Amar, Eliezer is adding on that even though it has both Chesrayin, it still is alive. Tosfos here has a different shot to answer that question a little bit. But let's see the Gemara on top. Let's go after Nashim. Tachshit Nashim, Saka Daitach. Are we talking about regular jewelry? Now I have jewelry on Pesach. Elayim Af Tepuli Nashim, which means the powder the Nashim used. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. B'nai Yisrael, Shegiu Lepirkam. They reached the time when they started seeing Cyrus, but they're not 12 years old yet. Legiel Lashonim, they're not 12 years old, and they're embarrassed of it. So he said, take off the hair. Benois aniyim, the way they take over here is toifos of a sid. You use plaster to take off. A certain type of a sid. It's not mamish plaster. You put on the walls, but a certain type of plaster you use to take off the here. Benois ashirim, the rich girls, toifos of a silence. They use flour. Benois melachim, the daughters of the kings, b'shemen amar. They use special oil called shemen amar. Shenemar, it says by Esther, shisha chadashim b'shemen amar. For 6 months, they used the makeup of Shemen Hamar. My Shemen Hamar. Hunabai Yirmi Omar Satachas. A type of Shemen called Satachas, which Rashi says lo yisparish, but Rashi other places says it's blozima, like bozim or afarsimin, it's type of oil. Rav Yirmiyahu ba'Abba Amar shemen zayish lehevi yishlish. You know what shemen amar is? It's shemen zayish that didn't grow a third yet. And Tanya, Ruda Imer, there's a certain oil called Ampiknin, which is Shemen Zayis Lehevi Yishlish. Shemen Zayis did not reach a third yet. But Lama Sachin Oisai, why do you smear it? Pesha Meisher as a Seyar, it takes off the hair, Adnes Abasa, it freshens up the skin. It freshens up the skin, this oil. So upon him, what we said was, Reliezer added an after Shisha Nashim, which is this special type of mixture of makeup they use to take off the hair. And Agav that, we brought down these three levels. There's the B'nai Saniyim, use Sid, B'nai Sashirim, use Silas, and B'nai Shalachim, use Shem and Amar.